drifting with the sands, without an awareness of time. The awareness of time passing. Times past, times to come. And in this place, time has no place, no hold on you. So that you can rise above yourself. Almost as though you are suspended. Your body suspended. Just an inch or two. Above the earth, spinning slowly, above time, able to rise into that place of deeper knowing. Perhaps you can call this your karmic self, or your higher self. Because as you may know, there is a part of your true self that knows you, who and what you are, beyond the past, present or future, who you are at your essence. You can call this your higher self. And your higher self knows and understands you, understands your world, the events that shape you in this lifetime and other lifetimes. And it knows you and all your sacred potential and all your parts. And your higher self holds your unlimited sacred energetic nature. And it knows the pattern of your own growth and understanding throughout this and maybe all lifetimes. It is your guide, perhaps your challenger and protector. Can you imagine having access to all that wisdom? Perhaps the ultimate source of wisdom for who you are and who you're becoming. Can you imagine having access to your higher self and access to the wisdom you've learned from perhaps thousands of lifetimes? Your wisdom and your path. And on your next breath, let yourself breathe in the understanding but your higher self is available to you. The consciousness of who you are and were meant to be, that insight and wisdom is available to you. And what does it mean to you, to your growth as a spiritual being, to have access to that guidance, that support, that sign of love that the universe holds for you?